Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. I have chosen and consecrated this house, says the Lord, that my name may be there forever. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers sitting there. He made them whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area. If the sheep and oxen and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned the tables, then to those who sold doves, he said, take this out of here and stop making my father's house a marketplace. His disciples recalled the words of scriptures, zeal for your house will consume me. All this the Jews answered and said to him, what sign can you show us for doing this? Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews said, this temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today, this emphasizes he is the temple. He is the one who constructs the real temple of God. We are his members. When we are united in his name, we make one church. And this is important. Let us pray for church unity. It's always important. Where there is mutual love, there's a real church. There's a real body of Christ. Let's be always strong in constructing this church of Christ. Unity, mutual love.